John chapter 17, verse 3. And this is life. Everybody wants to figure out the meaning of life and the purpose of life. But the reason of life is this. John chapter 17, verse 3. And this is life, that they might know the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. This is life. Say, I live to know you. I live to serve you. I live to love you. That's what life is all about, is knowing Jesus. And this is life. You know who said that? Jesus couldn't help but help us out. Jesus said this. He said, this is life eternal. This is that eternal life, that abundant life. The life that brings peace and satisfaction and purpose and fulfillment. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God. Those that know the Lord their God will be strong and do exploits. Somebody say, that is life. Life has strength, and life has ability to do things. Dead people can't do anything, but living people can do everything. Those that know God are going to be able to accomplish the things that God wants them to accomplish and do the things that God wants them to do. Say, this is life. How many want to leave your mark on the world? You want to do something. You want to have some sort of purpose. That you want to let somebody know that you were living, and get Jesus on the inside. And life begins just to know him. Tomorrow morning, it's Monday morning. People are going to wake up and think they're going to go about their daily duties and their daily routine. Transfer all that routine, trade all the routine stuff in, the big schedule, all those things. Somebody say, void it and live. Live to love God, live to serve God, live to know him, live to pray, live to worship. Somebody say, this is life. How many want to live this week like you've never lived before? So many people are looking for a reason to escape life because of all the frightful things that appear to be going on around the world. There are people that say, hey, I just don't feel like going on anymore. I can't hang, I can't cope. This is the time when we can live. Go to John chapter 6, verse 63. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. That word quickeneth means gives the ability to have life. Quickeneth means life. Only by the Spirit of God, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, can one experience the life that God wants them to have. Seriously, the flesh, those routines of the flesh, daily duties of the flesh, seriously, they profit absolutely nothing. What would it profit a man if he gained the whole world yet lose his own soul? Basically, what it's saying, what would it profit someone if they got the whole world but never were able to really live? There are a lot of people that look like they're apprehending or grabbing a hold of the world or getting a grip on the world, but they're miserable. The more money they get, the more sorrowful they get, the more trouble they get. I tell you what, money without God is misery. But God can give you money and give you a blessing and add absolutely no sorrow with it. I want it with some life. It's the Spirit of God that quickens men and gives people the ability to really live. We got people all around our community that are trying to get some kind of quality life. They look like zombies.
going around like little robots. Everybody looking like everybody else. Everybody acting like everybody else. Miserable. But if they just knew Jesus, amen, they'd have a greater reason to live. They'd be living more than for coffee tables and lamps, oriental rugs and leather sofas. They'd be living more than a new car every 2 years. They'd have a reason to live. They would say, I'm going to experience life today. I don't have to wait until I hit the lotto to live. I can live today. Somebody say, it's the Spirit of God that gives life. And there are so many people, because death is running rampant, spirit of death is just going. How many people must have lost their lives today over there in Afghanistan? The World Trade Center several weeks ago. How many people actually lost their lives? They don't even know how many are there. So everybody's going to try to say, hey, look, I found out that days on earth are numbered. Everybody's got to punch the clock unless Jesus shows up. Whether you realize it or not, everybody's got an appointment. You can't escape it. Everybody's got to punch the clock, and you don't know when your number's up. My mom called me and said, there was a friend of mine, 35 years old, 2 days before her 35th birthday, was doing just well, not sick or anything, just felt a little bad in her body, went down to tell a friend, I don't feel good, can you help me, and dropped dead. 15-month-old baby and a 10-year-old little boy, dead. She's dead. I'm sure 3 or 4 weeks ago, she didn't know how long she had left. We all think that we've got days and days and days and days. I tell you what, life is precious. Handle it with care and supernatural prayer. Live. Every day you've got is something that God graced you with. Do something with it. There are many people that are in places that are beyond the great chasm that would love to live a couple of your days. So when you're living, make sure you live. Don't die dead. What's the difference between an animal and a human being? We have the ability to live and to make a difference. Animals live to get the bigger cave, the biggest burrowing place. Jesus gives us life and life more abundantly. The flesh profits nothing. Prophet, what do you mean? In the day to come, glory to God, when you go over to the other side, when you stand before Jesus, the things that you do in the flesh, all your goals, your degrees, your big bank account, your wonderful house, all those great works that you did, all the people that you influenced to be popular, it will profit absolutely nothing. Only one life, and it soon shall pass. Only what you do for Christ will last. Saints from a while back say, listen, I'm going to live for God while I got the chance. I'm going to praise God while I got a chance, because we don't know where you... This may be the last time. People don't like to hear that. Whether you're in a faith church, Holy Ghost filled church, or whatever it is, people always are punching the clock. But yet we wander around like we're God, letting days just slip by. Precious time that somebody else wished they had. The words, somebody say, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit. Now we talked about faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I tell you what, walking in faith is walking in life, and life more abundantly. Live by the word of God. Live by what God speaks from his heart. Live by the rhema word of God. That's life. The words that I speak, they are spirit and life. Grab a hold of God. Grab a hold of the supernatural promises of God. God is still alive, and he's still speaking to his people. Get the Spirit and get the Word, and you'll have a life. But there are some, somebody say, there are some that will believe not. Our slogan for Nations Church, it just so happened that as you look at the website and you look at different things, and we didn't know why. I didn't even pick this up. It says, now this is life. It's the Spirit that quickens. That's what people got to know. I tell you what, getting full of the Holy Ghost, going from glory to glory, you haven't touched life until you touch the dose of the Holy Ghost. This is life. And the words that you hear, they are life. How many had the Word of God blow your mind? You could never go back even if you tried. You taste the good things of Jesus. You know, you were about 2 weeks ago before anything happened. Amen. But God got a hold of you. They used to sing a song, one of them songs, James Cleveland said, something got a hold of me. That song said, I went to a meeting one night and my heart wasn't right. Then something got a hold of me. It was the Holy Ghost. John chapter 7, verse 37. In the last days, look at the Word of God. Look at the Bible. See, God's telling the... See, the people in the world are hearing one message, but the church needs to hear the real message. It's doomsday for them, but it's life for you. So I say, in the last days. In one portion of Scripture, you talk about in the last days, you'll hear rumors of war and all these things that are going on like... Somebody say, last days. But also, somebody say, but also, in the last day, that great day of the what? Somebody say, a feast. That means there's a party going on in the body of Christ. There's a war on the outside, but on the secret place, on the inside, in the secret place of the Most High God. Hardly in the cave where you're sheltered and safe. There'll be a feast going on. Jesus stood and cried, my. This got him so emotional that he stood up and cried. Didn't say he just spoke loudly. It said he cried. That means it came from out of his spirit. Say he cried. He must have been sitting down and teaching the people. He was sitting down. Then it got to the point he stood up and said, in the last days. Woo! That means it meant something to him. He stood up and cried. Listen, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. How will you believe in him whom you have not heard? You need to hear that there was a man named Jesus that was sitting down teaching, and one day he stood up and cried. He got emotional about it. Hallelujah. He said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He's not whispering it from a corner someplace. He's not speaking it under a rock someplace. He stood up and said it in front of everybody. That means it's for everybody. If any man is thirsty for life, for more satisfaction, let him come. Somebody say, let him come. Come on in to the old time building. It's going to rain. It's going to rain. It's going to rain. It's going to rain down fire. But if any man's thirsty in this last day, let him come. Somebody say, let him come. In the last days, there'll be a great falling away, but also there'll be a great running too. Running to the heart of God. People are saying, I've tried this, I've tried that, absolutely nothing satisfied. I'm still lacking. I want more of Jesus. I'm thirsty. There's got to be something more. There's got to be something more than this. I'm not satisfied. I didn't crack the crack pipe so much. There's nothing else out there. There's got to be something more. I've been to every club in town. The music's all the same. Something else has got to break loose. This can't be all that there is. I want to experience something. If any man is thirsty, let him come. Come on over here. You think you're experiencing life. I tell you what, this is life. If you're thirsty for real life,
Get a hold of a church that's got it going on. Amen. Get a hold of the fullness of the Spirit of God. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly. Glory to God. Somebody say, this is life. It's the Spirit that quickens. Somebody say, the Holy Ghost way down on the inside of your spirit. It's the Spirit that gives life. If you believe on Jesus, guess what? Out of the inside of you where Jesus abides, life will start to come out. Shall flow rivers. Somebody say rivers of living water. They shall be like a tree planted beside, amen, the rivers of water. What does that mean? You'll be planted close to your heart, to the place where God abides. What does it mean, planted beside the rivers of living water? It means you're close to your spirit. You're in touch with your heart. You know where God is. Come on. You're not far from the prayer life. You can get a prayer through, say, I'm planted in the spirit. It doesn't take me long to get into the spirit. So many people are quick to jump in the flesh, but we need some saints that'll be quick to jump in the spirit, because you're planted there. Whatsoever thing they do shall prosper. Why? Because they shall be planted near the rivers of water. Stay in the spirit. People are waiting for God to jump out of heaven. When he comes out of heaven, we're out of here. Until he comes in the sky, where is he going to come from? Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. The thing you're seeking, it's already free. You don't have to track down a drug dealer to get it. Hey man, you don't have to follow worthless people to get it. You don't have to get a website telling them who you are, how old you are, what color eyes you got. That life that you think somebody else can give you, nobody can satisfy you like Jesus. Haven't you found that out yet? Everybody gets ugly. But Jesus renews himself day by day. He keeps getting sweeter as the days go by. I haven't gotten tired of Jesus yet. It hasn't got old. I tell you what, when you get into God, the honeymoon's never over. He keeps on surprising people. He'll keep on surprising. He said, I got more than that. I've got more. Why does God say you'll live forever? Because it's going to take you just about that long to figure out half of what he is. And you'll never get bored with God. You see his face, and every day it'll change. Somebody say, deeper and deeper. He is the beginning, Alpha. And what? Omega, that means beyond the end. There is no end to him. He has no end to any of his resources. He doesn't get old. He'll always be coming up with a new song. God don't have to keep reusing the same old stuff. Glory to God. He's renewing himself day by day. But this he spake of the Spirit, which they then believe on him. See, and you're not going to be able to believe on him until you what? How shall they believe unless they hear, right? And how shall they hear without a preacher? When you hear that preacher preach the message of God, the word of God, your faith will develop to where you'll be able to believe. You'll start to believe, and then somebody else will take over. It'll be the Holy Ghost. Believe yourself into a Holy Ghost conniption fit. They that believe in him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. When we start to lift up Jesus, somebody say, lift him up. You start to glorify God. You start to get the attention off yourself, and you start to put the spotlight on Jesus. That's what will happen. Listen, when we start to glorify God, the Bible says, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because he was not yet glorified. The same thing. Whenever Jesus is glorified, the Holy Ghost. When we lift him up, the Holy Ghost comes down. If you want to have the Holy Ghost, lift up Jesus. You lift up the Lord and the Holy Ghost will come down. We keep singing, send it on down, send it on down. Lord, let the Holy Ghost come on down. Jesus sings to us, lift me up. Lift me up. And then I'll send the Holy Ghost down. Why? Because the Holy Ghost doesn't want to hang with you. It wants to hang with Jesus. It wants to hang with a heart that decides to live like Jesus. Somebody say, you lift up the Christ likeness. You lift up the mindset of God. Then he'll agree with you because the Holy Ghost means power. He's not coming just to play games and make you roll, but he will. Glory to God. He's not coming just to make you dance, but he will. Glory to God. He's coming to get some stuff done. When we start to lift up Jesus, he said, there's my partner. Here we go. This is life. John chapter 6, verse 28. And they said unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Those that know the Lord their God will be strong and do exploits. What are these exploits? The works of God. Put it together, people. Put it together. And this is life, that they might know. Those that know will be strong and do exploits. You want more power? You want more anointing? Know Jesus. What shall we do that we might work the works of God? And Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God. Somebody say, this is all the work you need. That ye believe on him whom he hath what? Sent. He said, listen, faith comes. The ability to believe God comes just because you hear the word of God. How can they believe unless they have a preacher? And how will they have a preacher unless they be sent? Then Jesus said, listen, how will you be able to work the works of God? How will you be able to function in faith? Because listen, without faith it's impossible to please God. But when you have faith and when you believe, nothing will be impossible for you. That means you'll be able to do exploits. John 6:47. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me. Get up under a church where you just started to believe. Somebody say, you've been brainwashed. No, I've been mind renewed. I like it that way. Somebody say, amen. I'd rather think about Jesus and what he can do than have my mind polluted. It's okay to have your mind polluted with pornography in this world. It's okay to have your mind polluted with racism and all the mess in the world. It's okay to think about those things. But when you think about Jesus, they say you're brainwashed. No, my mind has been renewed with the word of God. I believe God. I believe God. Verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Why? Because I am the bread. Someone say, I am the bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are what? Dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and do what? If you eat the bread that only Jesus can give, you just eat Jesus. You eat the word of God. Somebody say, have your full. You will not die. You'll do more than not die. You'll start to live in Christ Jesus. You'll experience supernatural kind of life. Things will come alive in you you didn't even know was there. Things will start to taste better. Flowers will start to smell better. The sky will get a little bit bluer. Why? You believe God. I am the bread which cometh down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And that the bread that I give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Say, you'll die unless you eat the bread which comes from heaven. Hallelujah. He is the only refuge. He is the rock. He is the strong tower from the enemy. He's the refuge from the storm. You have to come in behind the blood. Get behind Jesus. Let God protect you. Let God keep you. That's the only way that you'll be able to live. And you'll have that life more abundantly. Hallelujah.